Soon, Dale was alone as well. Careful now, more attuned than ever to the ebb and flow of the Force through these ancient subterranean rooms, Lannery sensed the last Stargazer long before he knew she was there. He was hiding on a high step that led up one massive wall, blaster aimed back the way he and Dale had come. Lannery climbed higher. She moved quickly and quietly, barely even disturbing the air around her, and every moment she watched for the movement that would show that he had heard or seen her. But she was a shadow. When she was high enough, she moved forward and dropped on the Stargazer from above. She thought of questioning him about where Dale had gone and how he was armed, but she could not take the chance. She'd seen one of these Stargazers explode suicide belts without a second thought. And, she supposed, there was also anger behind the swing of her sword. The Stargazer's head bounced down three large steps, and she landed softly on the ground just as it settled beside her. She was already running again. Dale might not know that the last Stargazer was dead, but he would assume that he was on his own now. Him, and the sister he had shot and left for dead.
"Dale!"
Lannery shouted, surprising even herself. She paused, then smiled. It felt good to call his name. And not because he was her brother and she still held out any hope for him, because at last she did not. No more hope. She enjoyed calling his name because in her voice she could hear the anger and disgust she was feeling. So many people he had killed to fuel his fantasy. Even his sister. If their parents were to suddenly appear, he would kill them as well.
"Dale! I'm coming to stop you now! No pleading! No more chances! Just you and me! And last time down here you spilled your own blood!"
Her voice echoed away, filling huge rooms and grand tunnels that might never have heard such language before. She wondered at the Gree tongue, and what these places had seen and heard so long ago. She felt the heavy, dense power that filled the place, and did not care. She was tired and enraged. Her balance was unsettled, but she let the anger drive her on. It sharpened her senses. Deeper, and her glow rod fought harder against the darkness than ever before. Perhaps the farther down she went, the heavier the dark. And then Dale was there, standing in a room that might once have been a bathing place. He'd thrown several glow rods in a rough circle around him, and resting by his feet was the device. He must have been carrying it on his own, and Lannery was amazed that something so powerful did not bear more weight.
"I think this is far enough," Dale said.
"I'm not stopping now," Lannery said. She slowed, but kept walking toward Dale.
"I don't mean you. I mean this, here. It's far enough."
"Here?" She looked around. "But where is the..." Dale bent down to touch the device.
"Don't!"
She drew a blaster and aimed it at Dale's head, sheathing her sword. And she knew without any doubt that it would take nothing for her now to pull the trigger.
"Not a very graceful weapon for a Jedi.
You stole my sword."
"Looks like you have another. And you're not afraid to get it bloody.
This one isn't special."
"Oh, right. Yeah, I dumped that other one in deep space."
He was still half crouched, fingers splayed, and she watched his other hand. "I should shoot him right now."
"Come with me," Dale said.
"You shot me."
"And yet you're here. My tough sister.
The Force saved me. Ironic, don't you think? You mock it so much, and yet it'll be your undoing."
"It looks like a blaster will be my undoing."
They stood that way for a while. Lannery did not relax for a moment. Her finger on the trigger, her eyes on Dale, her Force senses ranging and yet never quite fully aware. The storm was abating, but the Force on Tython was still stirred. "You're a bad man, Dale."
"I'm fighting for what I believe in."
"That doesn't mean you're not evil."
"I won't stop," he said. "I won't give this up, Lannery. Not after so long. Can't you feel it? Can't you sense it? You have no idea.
I don't care, she said.
Dale stared at her. The older, madder Dale she still did not know.
Can't you just wonder?
He asked softly.
Aren't you at least curious about what might be out there?
She did not reply.
Where we came from, he said. Our origins, our birth planets, places where we belong but which we were torn away from. Our heritage in the stars, Lannery. Doesn't even a small part of you wonder?
Yes, Lannery said after a brief pause. But not at the risk of everything I know and love.
Then shoot me.
He reached lower. Lannery's finger tightened on the trigger and eased again. Instead, she closed her eyes and took the greatest risk of her life. She pushed a memory of them together, pushed it with all her might. The force left her with a clap, and for a while she was actually alive in the memory as it formed in Dale's mind, as real there as she was in this ancient subterranean bathing place for the Gree. They walked together beside the river back at Bodhi Temple, young, almost carefree, watching the weave birds nesting in the trees and the river water carrying clumps of roundweed as large as small islands. The young Lannery laughs in delight and sees Dale do the same. His eyes are wide with surprise. For that moment, he is back there with her. And Lannery saw her brother's eyes grow wide and wet where he hunched over the device, and she thought, now! She shoved again, but this was no mere memory. She gathered every flaming, blazing, wretched image she had witnessed over the past days. The explosions and death across Greenwood Station, the mines deep on Sunspot, those who had died beneath her sword, the violent conflagration in the skies of Tython, and heaved them at Dale. His mind recoiled, and for an instant his face was a child's, displaying shock and anger at her deception. Then her brother began to scream. He staggered back, crying at the wretchedness, the pain, the suffering she had pushed his way. Lannery force-shoved him back. He stumbled, then tripped over his feet and went down. She moved beside the device, blaster clasped in one hand. I stopped him, she thought, and a great weight vanished from the depths of her chest. She pressed her hand there and felt the heat of her healed wound. Dale's scream lessened.